Sarah.
Hey, that caregiver that was that they were calling about the investigation unit, is it anybody that I would be staffing, or it's nothing related?
No, they said they're going to be faxing over documentation, which they might have already done. I have to get to that email. It's employment related.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a Medicaid fraud investigation from a former caregiver. It has nothing to do with us.
All right, because I've had a Keystone investigator call for a lot of cases, a few cases that have come over. Apparently there's like a ring of people that are doing fraudulent PCP forms. So they're getting their waivers taken away, but they're calling to get like started with us for some reason. And I just got a call about a patient, and they are using the caregiver that was on those cases. So I just wanted to make sure it had nothing to do with anything there.
No, that the caregiver, do you know the case?
The caregiver was Shayla Robinson. The caregiver's name.
So they're investigating her for welfare fraud.
They're investigating her.
Yeah.
Ah. See, I knew that. Okay.
But that's the state. It's funny that she wants to work on a case because she quit off Risa Stewart. She quit off her old case because she said that she wanted to retain her food stamps and Medicaid.
Oh, and now she's doing...
And now she wants more work.
It's just
weird.
Well, she's been... because she came on with, like, a client, Rashi Brew, and that's one of the fraudulent cases. There was another name they gave me, and I have to look out for Kevin McClellan coming over. So I'm assuming this other case is fraud too, so I'll just wait for them to call
me. What we could do is we could simply not hire her. We're allowed
I know, but I'm saying like she's coming over. They're calling because they're waiting for the authorization, and nobody's telling them anything. So
I'd run this situation by Judah.
Okay.
Because we'll take cases, no problem, but I would maybe not hire this aide.
That's what I was asking about, to see if it had anything to do with that, because she's bringing over fraudulent cases, so I
assume. It wasn't a Keystone investigator, this was a state investigator. So,
All right. All right, thank you.
Okay.
All right, bye.